At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You found Fantasy Football Weekly Micro. A deep dive on one player in just 5 to 10 minutes. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
It's Fantasy Football Weekly Micro Edition. I am Paul Charchian, and we have co-host as usual for these, Tyler Canabley.
Yes.
PPR Tyler.
Always.
On Twitter. I'm at Paul Charchian on Twitter. We're going to dive into Antonio Gibson coming off a down season. His ADP's down. Everybody's sour on him, but we've got an angle.
A great angle.
It sounds pretty convincing. We'll give out an angle for Antonio Gibson to be a fantasy producer for your team. We'll get to that in just a second. First, guillotine leagues. Just a couple of words. I already know you know about guillotine leagues. You listen to Fantasy Football Weekly. You know there's 18 teams that start the season. There's no head-to-head. Instead, every week the low-scoring team gets chopped. All their players go to the waiver wire, where it's complete pandemonium while a whole team's roster hits the waiver wire. All you have to do is not finish last. It's a totally new way of building your roster. It's a totally new way of drafting your roster. It's an all-new strategy if you've been playing fantasy the traditional way for your whole life. Here's a new way to exercise your brain, guillotineleagues.com.
Yeah, go check out Guillotine Leagues. Definitely one of my favorite formats to play. I've been playing for 2 years, and it got better each year. I had more fun with friends, more people that play it. So it's great to play when you have friends. Like it's good for, like, I feel like casual kind of players. Like it's good for anyone, but like especially like casual type players, because it just blows their minds, because they only know one way of fantasy football, and that's just standard redraft and just basic waiver wire rules and all that. And it's just it's a nice change of pace if you've never tried it. So
a lot of leagues will take their regular league, and then they'll say, we're going to do a shadow league of Guillotine League. Same people. We're just going to do all the same people in a Guillotine League.
Yep.
And now you've got two leagues running side by side, and it'll never be the same champion in both. Almost never, anyway. And we do support your private leagues. So if you've got, like, you know, standard 12-team league with your buddies, you can go run a 12-team Guillotine League as well. All right, let's talk Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, he was the RB28 in average points per game and just season-long totals last season. Currently going off the board, it's RB38.
Yeah, so down. People are expecting a worse season this year. And undoubtedly, part of it has to do with the run game that just didn't come together at all last season for Antonio Gibson.
I think why people thought he was going to be a good runner kind of coming out of college and seeing him after that first year is he had a 99th percentile speed score coming out of college. He ran a 4.39 40 at 228 pounds, which is ridiculous.
That is. To carry 228 pounds and run a 4.39 is sick.
Yeah, and that's why people liked him, because he was a receiver coming out of college, and they saw this big frame, they saw the speed. It was kind of checked all those checkmark boxes that you want checked.
Yeah.
And the problem was he's not a great runner.
Yeah, he's not.
I
think we've established that now.
Yep.
So let me give you some stats to back that up. Antonio Gibson was Pro Football Focus's 48th ranked runner. You'll note there's 32 NFL teams, so that's not good. He was running back 99 in yards after contact. You can't do that as a running back in the league. You have to be able to get out of contact. Next Gen Stats ranked Antonio Gibson as the 7th worst rushing over expectation running back. In fact, he was under expectation, negative 0.15 yards. And everybody else, the other 6 players that were worse than him, every one of them, free agents or backups. He was running back 55 in elusiveness, something he had been better at earlier in his career. Antonio Gibson, it has not come together as a runner, but we've got an angle.
First is, he's a great receiving back. And Eric Bieniemy, obviously the offensive coordinator coming over from the Chiefs, I think is going to kind of use him in a way that we haven't seen him be used yet in his career. So, first off, last season, he was number 12 in targets, 58, among running backs.
Yep.
Number 13 in receptions, he had 46. And then he was also number 13th in receiving yards and number 9 in yards per route run.
All now, those really numbers, between nine and his ranking was between 9 and 13 among running backs in these receiving stats. It doesn't sound great, but also keep in mind, he was not even on the field all that much, right? I mean, Brian Robinson was a lot of first and second down. Gibson was like second and third down. So, you know, I think there's an opportunity for him to be on the field more potentially this year.
Yeah, and I think Ron Rivera had a quote a couple weeks ago. He said, quote, "I'd like to see Antonio get a few more tries. We're looking for production from him and looking to see that he does fit into the scheme of things as far as what Eric Bieniemy wants to do with the offense," end quote. And he was not asked about Gibson when he gave this quote. He was actually asked about Chris Rodriguez.
Okay.
That's who the reporter asked him about. And he went out of his way.
Diverted the conversation to
talk
Gibson.
About Gibson, yeah. Which is just something that fantasy managers love to do because they'll pull any quote they can get out in May and turn it into a big thing.
So the hope here is that Eric Bieniemy is going to convert Gibson to a true pass-catching running back and use him prodigiously that way. Like a James White. And it could go down that direction. Or, as a more recent example in Washington, J.D. McKissick. You know, we're 2 or 3 years removed from him having a big receiving season. And maybe Antonio Gibson is a pure pass catcher, can end up being a guy that gives you, like, 3 carries for 12 yards, but 4 receptions a game for 40 yards, and now I've cobbled my way to, like, you know, 9, 10, you know, fantasy points.
Well, he's certainly only the pass catcher on this team. Speaking of J.D. McKissick, J.D. McKissick had 40 targets last season, and Gibson had 58, so it was about 50-50, but J.D. McKissick is gone now.
Yeah,
so all that stuff is gone. He's a free agent. Brian Robinson, he's not a pass catcher. He's just not. We know this. Chris Rodriguez had 5 receptions last season in college, so he's also not a pass catcher.
Right.
And then Jonathan Williams, also not a pass catcher. And if we're going to make the comparison between McKinnon and Gibson, McKinnon ranked 8th in targets among running backs last season, and Washington as a team ranked 9th in running back targets last season.
Yeah. So we've seen a predilection, or at least for the former offense, right? Eric Bieniemy is going to change up a bunch of things, but we know Bieniemy likes to throw to his backs. Did it with Jerick McKinnon, to a lesser extent with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Although they should have thrown to him a lot more. I thought Clyde Edwards-Helaire was going to catch, you know, like 45 passes a season. I don't think he ever came close to that. So in my mind, where I'm ranking Antonio Gibson is as a pure pass catching back. And if I get any running numbers, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, and I think I'm kind of ranking him as that way too. It's just, is he going to be one of like the top 3 or top 5 best pass catching backs?
Yeah. Yep. No, I don't think he can get there because I don't think he's going to be on the field enough compared to Saquon Barkley and Austin Eckler, right? I mean, you know, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, those guys are on the field constantly, and they get thrown to all the time. I think Tony Pollard could be sitting on a nice PPR season as well. But I don't know. There's a lot of unknown with this. But there's the other factor with Antonio Gibson that you just have to factor in for a second. Brian Robinson did not look good in any aspect of the game. Did not look great as a runner, and he doesn't catch.
He was also dealing with some gunshot wounds,
well,
probably post-injury.
Okay, but you know, that's, you know, all right, I'll grant him that for the first 2 months of the season, but after that, he still didn't look particularly good to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's just something about like the Washington like run game. It just always seems like it's always so like clunky. It doesn't really seem like there's anyone like always, I don't know, it's just who was the last great Washington pure like running back, like first and down guy? Alfred Morris in his rookie year. I honestly, is there another one? Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, like at the end of his career, right.
Adrian, didn't he have like a 90-yard run on Monday Night Football?
As
a Redskin. But it's just, I don't understand. Brian Robinson's going to be like the 8 other guys before him who is just going to, I don't know, he might get some nice goal line work, but that's pretty much it.
In a deep wide running back draft, why didn't Washington draft a running back?
They drafted Chris Rodriguez.
Okay,
who they apparently had a third round grade on. So
okay, maybe that's the angle here is Chris Rodriguez, and I don't know it, but
yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of the guys going around running back 36, which is where we're. Is it 36? 38?
Yeah,
around running back 38, where Antonio Gibson's going.
All right, Samaje Perine currently the RB 34.
I thought Perine looked just okay last year when Joe Mixon was kind of floundering, and Perine could have grabbed that job in Cincinnati. Didn't do it. He can catch a little bit. By all accounts, Javonte Williams is on track to come back maybe earlier than hoped. I think I would go Perine and hope that if nothing else, I've got half of a shared backfield.
Dalvin Cook also on Broncos watch as well.
On Broncos watch. The connection to George Payton, the now general manager of the Broncos, who was basically the assistant general manager when Dalvin Cook was drafted.
Yeah. So
that would be an interesting landing spot.
I'm going to take Gibson over Perine. I think Perine, yeah, might have a little bit more of an expanded role if Javonte Williams were to miss some time. But I just like Gibson's season long kind of receiving profile, especially this is. To note, if we're talking like half point PPR or just full point PPR,
yeah,
definitely going to be Gibson. And I'm not taking him over Perine in standard league. So everything I'm talking about is kind of in at least some sort of a PPR setting.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Perine. RB 35, Brian Robinson.
I just told you I thought he looked totally mundane last year.
Yeah.
The catch here is year two, some running backs get a lot better in year two. And so I'm not writing off Brian Robinson. I think he'll take Brian Robinson, and I'll try for touchdowns. And, you know, because at the goal line, that he's as good an option as they've got. So I'll take Brian Robinson here. I hope he gets better.
I'll go Gibson. I like Gibson in this backfield more. I've been drafting Gibson over Robinson every chance I've been able to. So I'm going to keep going with Gibson.
Okay.
Devin Achain, RB 36.
I'll take the upside that I get out of Achain's game-breaking ability and just hope that they're not going to use a frustrating rotation of runners, which they might in Miami.
Achain also sounds like kind of like a guy who's going to catch passes this season, too.
He can catch.
And I wouldn't say most or Jeff Wilson really have profile either.
He's the best receiving running back they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a team that loves to pass the ball, I'll go Achain just because I love the speed. I'm a speed, big speed guy.
Yeah. Well, how's that worked out for Antonio Gibson?
Yeah, but I'm still on him, though. I'm still on Antonio Gibson, just not more than Achain, because I watched Achain's highlights on just because everyone's talking about the size thing, but he didn't. He plays way bigger than his size. Everyone just wants to. It's such a kind of low hanging fruit. Oh, he's small. He's not going to be a workhorse in the NFL. Now, he might not be a workhorse, but he can still be a very versatile weapon in a Mike McDaniel off. If he was in Washington, he's in Washington. I probably wouldn't touch him because he's in Miami. I like it. I like Achain, but
I hear you. Let's do one more guy.
All right, Rashad Penny, RB 37.
You know the bit on Penny, right? So even if Penny stays healthy all year, they have so many alternatives at running back, and I can't get myself to support Penny. And even if he has a good start to the season and he's healthy. And any game could be his last. And then they've got this crowded backfield. You know, you got DeAndre Swift and Kenneth Gainwell and,
Jalen
Boston
Hurts.
Scott and Jalen Hurts stealing all your touchdowns from inside the five.
Yep.
So I'm out.
Yeah, I will Gibson
not
as
interested
well.
Not interested in Rashad Penny.
Gibson for me.
Nice job today. Thank you for listening to everybody. Fantasy Football Weekly will be back tomorrow with another micro edition, and we will talk to you then.
Nine times.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.